On Capitol Hill, lawmakers remain at an impasse on reopening the government. The sixth vote has failed on the Senate floor today. Will lawmakers pass emergency pay for certain workers? And today's Melina Weisskopf reports.
As the stalemate between lawmakers leaves the government shut down for the eighth day in a row, House Speaker Mike Johnson got visibly heated this morning, responding to a question about if lawmakers should consider an emergency measure to keep troops and air traffic controllers paid.
We already had that vote. It's called the CR. Every Republican and at least one Democrat had the common sense to say, of course we want the government to stay in operation. Of course, keep the government open. The first responsibility, I'm aggravated. The first responsibility of the government is to protect the people. And the people who are supposed to be protected are being completely cheated.
He said this type of show vote, as he described it, is exactly what Democrats want. But Johnson insisted this morning that the only answer is for Democrats to join Republicans in the Senate on the continuing resolution that the House already passed. That's a change in tune from yesterday when he expressed openness to such an idea, but the Senate leader quickly dismissed it.
We're monitoring it day by day. I'm certainly open to that. We've done it in the past. We want to make sure that our troops are paid, our troops.
And honestly, I mean, you don't need that.
Another question bubbling up is whether federal workers will receive back pay during their time out.
Every single furloughed federal employee is entitled to back pay. Period. Full stop. The law is clear.
It's technically the law since 2019 that those workers will get paid back, but a White House draft legal memo is circulating that questions whether non-essential federal employees who are furloughed right now and currently not working due to the shutdown are entitled to back pay. President Trump said this about it just yesterday.
It depends on who we're talking about. I can tell you this, the Democrats have put a lot of people in great risk and jeopardy, but it really depends on who you're talking about. But for the most part, we're going to take care of our people. There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.